الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور. In the previous ayats we read, starting a little bit from the back, that Allah Ta'ala put us in this world in order to prepare for Akhirat. Together with that, Allah is the giver of rozi, but He has made it that we work for that rozi, and in there a person has to toil and work. And at the same time, we must not forget that we have to work for our Akhirat also. And there also a lot of hard work is required. We normally, if we're making our 5 times namaz, etc., we feel that we have done quite a bit. It is narrated that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam one time went to the seashore or the river bank, and for 1 year continuously he was making Allah's ibadat. After 1 year he said to Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, my back has bent or bent, making ibadat for so long, and my tears have flowed so much." And it is said that with his tears the grass started growing, so much he had cried. "But I don't know, oh Allah, whether I'll be going to Jannat or Jahannam." A frog that was there, whom Allah had given a long life, that frog spoke, Allah gave it a tongue to speak and said, "Oh Dawood, you made ibadat for 1 year, and now you are like Ihsan Chatana. You are showing your favor on Allah. You did a great favor to Allah that you made ibadat for 1 year. I'm making ibadat for 30 years here. And continuously I'm frightened for the great awe of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala." So, and we find many other such cases, how long, years and years, continuously people made the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah has put us here for that hard work also. And we don't take it as hard work. Other places Allah Ta'ala says, "You must make Allah's ibadat until you can feel that strain on you, that you have really made the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala." We just feel a little bit tired, we close the Quran Sharif. We feel a little sleepy, we go and sleep. But these people made that ibadat in that way. So there are those people, then Allah explained, who will be given the kitab in their right hand. The people who made Allah's ibadat, and accordingly they will get their stages. May Allah out of His mercy give us also tawfiq to make His ibadat and to please Him. So they will get their great, great stages, and they will be extremely joyous and happy when they will meet with all their friends and family people, etc. And also there really the friends will be the friends who are in deen. When the day of Qiyamah will come, then our blood relations will get cut off. A person won't recognize one another also. He won't accept the blood relation. The deeni relations is the main relationship, and that will be the thing that will last. So on the other hand, we read yesterday, those people who just preferred this dunya and who did not even believe in the Akhirat, and they will be given their kitabs from their back in their left hand. And these people will cry that maut must come, that I don't know what terrible, like here in this world people go through such conditions, then they want to commit suicide also. And they think it's going to be easier, but it's just worse than after that, after having committed that sin. And these people will then be put into the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala gives the reason for that all, and that is important for us all to take note, that innahu kana fi ahlihi masroora, wo raha tha apne ghar mein be-gham. While he was in his house, the house of this dunya, he stayed without any worry. No worry of what's going to happen at the time of maut, that malakul maut will come, in which form he will come. No worry what will happen to me in the qabr. No worry what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. No worry about Jahannam or anything of that sort. He just lived his life up here. And this is also a very important thing to understand, that there are these blockages that don't make us realize the reality. Like a person, which is quite a bit common, he just wants to make his wife happy. Many times then he forsakes his mother also. He doesn't think of the rights of the mother, because he's so much just to make his wife happy. And rare cases where a person just wants to make his wife, mother happy, and he doesn't consider the rights of the wife. For that reason, we all need to take out some time and think, am I doing the right thing? Sometimes we give so much time to our business that we don't worry even about ourselves, our family. Or sometimes we give it in sports, we're giving it today so much of importance, and many other things are getting neglected. Like that in everything. So a person has to, and what is it that love of something which dominates a person, overpowers a person, makes him blind to the other things. But we will be taken to task for all this on the day of Qiyamah. That why didn't you fulfill the rights of this person, that person, family, people sometimes we neglect, etc. And the fights in the families that carry on, all this we will be accountable for that. So we have to take out some time and meditate and think, what I'm doing, is it the right thing? Am I fulfilling everyone's right? Life is not just rosy and just carrying on with life as we want to. We are going to be taken to task for each and everything. As it comes in the next ayah that we will be reading after this, that for everything we will be taken to task. However, whom Allah makes it easy, and that will be those people who work for the akhirah and who sort of kill themselves in the worry of the akhirah. What will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen to my family? Also with our family, our children, etc. We are very concerned of the dunya things. Their clothes must be right, their food must be right, their bed must be right, their education must be right. But how much do we worry about them for akhirah? How much do we think of their namazes? Yeah, the moment we are sitting, many of us must be having young boys at home, young, are they here for Jamaat Namaz? Our young girls, are they up? Is the wife up for Fajr or not? So we have to think, perhaps there is hardly one young boy here, very few we see. And boys also, Fajr Namaz is wajib on them also to read with Jamaat. So we worry about the dunya's things, and we give little consideration to the real things of akhirah. So Allah reminds us in that, and further Allah Ta'ala says, and the reason for that we don't consider and meditate and ponder whether we're doing the right thing is, إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّا يَحُورْ. Usne khiyal kiya tha, ke phir kar na jayega. The non-believer thought that he will never return to Allah Ta'ala. He's just going to live in this dunya, die and turn into sand, and everything is over. So just enjoy it while we are yet. But a person who has got, not only by word, but really he believes of the life in the qabr. He believes in the day of Qiyamah. And that after that Allah will be a judge who will make a very fair judgment. And everyone will be convinced that this judgment for me was the 100% right judgment. I can't appeal it. There is no reason that I can appeal this judgment. It is 100% right, that judgment. And then after that, the judgment where a person goes to. So this worry a person must have, that iman must spur a person on to all these things, so that we stay away from gunas, we fulfill Allah's command, and we exert ourselves in making the ibadat of Allah, going out in jamaat also, and all other efforts that we make in order to bring deen within us the reality. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, those people who did not even believe they're going to return to Allah, that they're going to be answerable, those people, they don't prepare anything. These ayats refer directly to the non-believers. But we must also check what is the level of our iman. How much have we got concern for the akhirah and preparation for that? May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.